We have an event coming up this weekend, a very special event, but one that's dreaded by many people, especially those who are trying to diet, and that is the event of a 3-day Yontef. So it's a good time to explore something which we kind of take for granted. Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos, as always, and then Sunday and Monday are the 2 days of Shavuos. And the question is, why are there 2 days of Shavuos? Of course, we're all familiar with the idea that every Yom Tov has a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, so we have 2 days of Yom Tov at the beginning of Pesach, at the beginning of Sukkot, and then at the end of Yom Tov, 2 days of Shemini Atzeres, 2 days at the end of Pesach. We're familiar with all of that. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is its own special case over there. There's 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael. But Shavuos, so in our minds, it seems kind of natural. There's always 2 days Yom Tov, so Shavuos also there's 2 days Yom Tov. But the kasha is that the 2 days of Yom Tov is always because of the Sveika D'Yayma, that in the olden days, at the times that they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah, you had to find out from the basin when they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and basin couldn't get out the word so quickly to all of the places where the Yidden were in Galus. It took time for the Shluchim of basin to reach there, so many times the Shluchim would not reach the faraway places, particularly in Bavel, before the 15th of the month. So Sukkot, Pesach, the 15th of the month would come, and the Yidden wouldn't know when the basin was Mekadesh Tishrei, when the basin was Mekadesh Nisan. So they had to make a 2-day Yom Tov. But Shavuos is not totally on the Kiddush HaChodesh of the month in which it falls. Shavuos, yes, we have it on the calendar on the 6th of Sivan, but it's not totally on the 6th of Sivan. As the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, sometimes it was the 5th, sometimes it was the 7th. Meaning, even the one day of Yom Tov would sometimes be the 5th, sometimes be the 7th, because the only Chodesh that it's totally on is Chodesh Nisan. We were only interested in when Nisan started, when the 16th day of Nisan came and the counting of the Omer started, because it's the counting of the Omer that's Kaveh the Zman of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. So what difference, it doesn't make any difference when they were Kaddish Chodesh Sivan. So the Yidden, even in the most far-flung places of the Galus, the only information they needed to know when to celebrate the end of Shavuos was when was based in Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan. And that's already more than two months, 9-10 weeks earlier, by the time we get to the end of Shavuos. There was nowhere where Yidden lived that the Shluchim of Basin couldn't arrive within that time, nine weeks or so, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the end of Shavuos, so there was never a safek. There were no Yidden in the times of Shahayu Mekadshin al-Pi HaRe'iyah, there were no Yidden anywhere that didn't know what day Shavuos was. So there was never a safek of the Eimer. Now, our safek nowadays, meaning our minhag nowadays, that we keep 2 days Yom Tov, is always because of minhag of Aseinu Biyadeinu. That nowadays, of course, we don't really have a suffix, but since in the olden days where they had to rely on the shluchim arriving, so here in Chutz La'aretz, they had a suffix. So we keep the minhag of Aseinu Biyadeinu, and we also are noyeg as if we have a suffix. But when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, where the Yidden never had a suffix, so even in the times of the Mekadesh al-Pi HaRe'iyah, there was no need for 2 days, so why should there be 2 days nowadays where the minhag of Aseinu, but what minhag is it that we're keeping up if they never had a suffix? So this is the kasha that Mefarshim are bothered by regarding the 2 days of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Chassam Sofer talks about this. Chassam Sofer seems to discover this issue in a tshuva. You can find it in Shalas Tshuvas in Yerideya Simen Reish Nun. There's a tshuva over there where he's talking about a topic which is not really particular to Shavuos. It's talking about the topic of doing a mila on Yom Tov when the mila is a mila shalei bizmana, meaning the baby is more than 8 days old. And that kind of a mila, we know, is not Deicha Shabbos. Just a little bit basic background information. Mila is Deicha Shabbos, the Torah says, even though it's a malacha, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. However, only if it's a mila bizmana, meaning if the baby's getting the mila on the 8th day, a mila shalei bizmana, a mila that's been delayed because the baby was not healthy, and now you're doing the mila when the baby, for example, is 2 weeks old, such a mila is not Deicha Shabbos. The same is true for Yom Tov. A mila bizmana is Deicha Yom Tov, a mila shalei bizmana is not Deicha Yom Tov. But what about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, where it's only a minig that we're being noyeg Yom Tov? So there were those places that wanted to say that if you have a baby that doesn't have his meal yet, so there's a mitzvah day, right? He said, good, it's not the 8th day, it's the 10th day, it's the 20th day. But there's a mitzvah day, right? So to give him the meal as fast as we can. So there's mitzvah derayta to give him the milah today, and yeah, it's a malacha that's not doicha, but doicha what? All it is yantav sheni shel galiyos. So there's an opinion of the Shach, following the Rambam, that in this circumstance the milah is doicha. However, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, following the Rosh, paskin not like that, and he said that the milah is not doicha. And someone sent this shayla to the Chassam Sofer in anticipation of a milah shel bezmana that may be falling out on Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. How should we paskin? It's machlokes hapaiskim, it's machlokes Mechaber and the Shach, it's machlokes Bishenim, the Rambam and the Rosh. What should we do with this milah shel bezmana that we anticipate might be falling out on Yom Tov Sheni shel Galiyos? So the Chassam Sofer in this tshuva again, it's in Reish Nun and Yerideya, he goes through the inyan. It's mostly about Mila and the halachas of Yantif and Yantif Sheni Shel Galiyos, and he comes out being mechriya like the mechaber. He points out there's an interesting detail over there. He says that there's a tshuva of Tashbetz on the subject, and the tshuva of the Tashbetz was not available to the Shach. The Shach was unaware of it. And he says, when you have a significant Marah Makayim that was unavailable to one of the earlier Paiskim, so even though, who am I to argue on a Shach, but if I have a Tashbetz that the Shach didn't see, then that makes it much easier for me to argue on the Shach. And based on that, the Chassam Sofer told them that they shouldn't do the Milah Shel Bezmana, that they should not do it on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyos, they should push it off until Yitzchak, till the day after Yom Tov. Interesting subject on the halachas of Mila and halachas also of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyos, but that's all not really our inyan. But what I want to bring out from that tshuva is that in the middle of, or near the end of that tshuva, he's ma'orer this ha'ara that we're talking here about Shavuos. The Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is a bit of a mystery. Why is there Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyos on the Yom Tov of Shavuos? There was never a suffix. And the Chassam Sofer says that he was bothered by this kasha for a long time, and he thinks that the answer must be because of a light plug, that Chazal would be worried that if some Yom Tovim do have 2 days of Yom Tov, some Yom Tovim don't have 2 days of Yom Tov, then people will come to be mezalzel in those where we are noyig 2 days because of those where we're not noyig 2 days. And so because of that, they said, let's make a light plug across the board. Every Yom Tov we should be noyig 2 days. So the 2 days Yom Tov of Shavuos are because of a gezeira atu, the 2 days of Pesach and Sukkot. A light plug because it's part of a set together with the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Then he adds one line, and this makes it particularly interesting. The Chassam Sofer says about this hour, again, he has his kasha, he has his teretz. The kasha, why is there 2 days on Shavuos? It's teretz because of a light plug. Then he adds a line, V'hu dvar chidush, le'ra'isi mishin es eira l'zeh. He says, and you know, it's surprising to me that nobody talks about this. I'm the first one that discovered this. That the reason that we have for being noig 2 days of Yom Tov, which we have on Pesach and on Sukkot, the reason doesn't really apply when it comes to Shavuos. And Shavuos, we have to say, was just thrown in to complete the set as a light plug. It's a chiddush. How come nobody else talked about it? I didn't see anybody else that was this era that realized this. This tshuva was written in Tuf Kuf Pei Vav, 1826. And there's another tshuva in the Chassam Sofer. This is an Erech Chaim, Simon Kuf Mem Hei. And this tshuva is from 5 years later, Tuf Kuf Tzadi Aleph, 1831. And in this tshuva, the Chassam Sofer already has discovered that there is someone that was nisayir to this before him, and not just someone, not just in a different shas hashuvas of one of the achrayim, somebody asked this kasha, gives a teretz. He discovers that this ha'ara of his, both the kasha and the teretz, is mefurish and a Rambam. What's this tshuva about? So, tshuva, it's in Kuf Mem Hei, in his shas hashuvas on Arachayim. He's talking about a very sad story. The story over there was that there was a shchiv mara, a man who was very sick. He was on his deathbed, and he wanted to do his wife a favor. he wanted to write her a get. Why is it a favor to write his wife a get? He was a shechemer who was going to die. He lived in Brody, which is a city in Galicia. Nowadays, it's called Ukraine. So this is a city in Ukraine. And he was dying with no children. And he had a brother. The brother was in Rome. If he dies with no children, then his poor wife, his poor penniless wife, is going to be zekuka leyibum to a brother 1,200 miles away, meaning that she's not going to be allowed to remarry unless she first gets a chalitza from this brother who's 1,200 miles away. So obviously that's a tragic circumstance for her to be in, and he wanted to help her out, that she shouldn't, he's dying anyway. If he dies and they're married, then she's a zekuka leyibum. If he divorces her the day before he dies, if he divorces her 5 minutes before he dies, then she's not going to be zekuka leyibum. Then when the man dies, he's not going to be her husband. Right? If your husband dies with no children, you need a yibum or a chalitza. If your ex dies, then you don't need a yibum or a chalitza. So if he gives her a get, he spares her from the need for a yibum or a chalitza. The problem was that he was on his deathbed. The minutes were ticking away, right? The doctor said he's finished, and it was Yontif. To divorce your wife, you need to write a get, to a cost of la sefer krisis. You have to do a ksiva, you have to do a malacha d'iraisa. Can't do that. Shabbos, Yontif. Very sorry about the tragic circumstances. We can't be matzav to write a get in Shabbos or Yontif. Ah, but what about Yontif sheni shel galiyos? Yontif sheni shel galiyos, it was the second day of Shavuos when this happened in 1831 in Brody, and there was a Rav there, not the Marad Asra. The Marad Asra in Brod was Rav Shlomo Kluger, but there was another Rav there, a Chashav Rav, a big Paisek, who came, he was present, he was aware of the situation, and he said, we have to write the get. He passed, can you write the get? How can I write the get? It's Shavuos. He said, it's only Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos. And we could be matir this malacha for the tzeirech of being matir this isha that she should, or being matzel this isha that she shouldn't be neifel liyibam. And he had the following lamdas. He said the halacha is that tzerche hames are nasim b'yantav sheni. The Gemara says in Beit HaAndaf Vav that if a mace dies on yantif, so if it's yantif rishoin, he's allowed to be buried al yidei goyim. If it's Yomtiv Sheni, he's allowed to be buried Al Yidei Yidin, Al Yidei Yisrael. It's one of the rare exceptions. The Gemara says that there's two exceptions. Ordinarily, all halachas, all things, all malacha issues that are Asar and Yomtiv Rishon are also Asar and Yomtiv Sheni. But there's only two exceptions. One is Tzarche Achayla, and the other is Tzarche Emes. Tzarche Achayla, meaning that which is usually a gezeira that you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos and Yontif, gezeira mishum shchikas hamamanim, that gezeira is suspended for Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos, and the other is Tzarche Emes. You're allowed to make a levaya, you're allowed to bury, even Yidden are allowed to come with their shovels and dig a grave and bury a mace on Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos. This is a Gemara in Beitz, it's brought down on the Rambam, it's brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. The Maisa nowadays, the general minhag is not like that. This is because of one very, very influential tshuva that was written by the Igris Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, in the 1950s. He said, because of two considerations, he thinks that even though this is the Ikar Adim, but it's better not to put it into practice nowadays. A combination of A, that nowadays in America, the most families of Shomer Torah mitzvahs are very closely related to family members who are not Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And if we make a levaya on Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos, people aren't going to come by car. And even though we said that you're allowed to do malacha for the sake of a levaya, that means to bury the mace, but not to come and show you respect and to be in attendance. There's no head to drive to the levaya as a participant. So because of that consideration, which again, in the 1950s, Rav Moshe felt was very, very prevalent, together with the fact that the big tzeirich, what's the great need to be matir malacha, to bury a mace right away? Why would Chazal, why did they take this extraordinary move of being matir the issa, that ordinarily they never matir the tzeirich a mace? It's because otherwise the mace is at risk, it's going to disintegrate. It's chas v'shalom, and it's a zilzul kavod hamace that it's going to disintegrate. Nowadays, Rav Moshe said, the mace isn't disintegrating, it's sitting in the freezer. If you want to wait for a couple of days before the levite, nothing's going to happen to the mace. So you don't have the big tzairich for which Chazal made this heter, and you have a new concern that they didn't have in the time of Chazal, which is a reason not to do it. So therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that we shouldn't do it nowadays. Again, this is Agavurcha just mentioning that's why we don't do Tzarchei and Meis by Yantav Sheni nowadays. But the Ikar Adin is that we do Tzarchei and Meis and Yantav Sheni. So this Pesach in Brod wanted to say, what's the Tzarchei and Meis over here? It says in the Zohar that if he dies and his wife is a Kukul Yibum, so just like in Halacha, in Olam Hazeh, there's a Zika, there's a bond, there's a connection, so too, on the neshama level, there's a connection. The neshama of the mace is attached to his wife and doesn't really have relief until she gets the yibam or the chalitza. Kol's man that she's, what the Gemara calls, shemeres yavam, that she's waiting, she's hold, you know, like held in abeyance, so the neshama is also held in abeyance. It doesn't get its menucha in the next world. Doesn't get us menucha in the next world. Ain lecha tzarchei ha'meis gadol mizeh. If we would be matir to do malacha to bury his guf, we're not going to be matir to do malacha to spare his neshama, to allow his neshama to get to its rest in Gan Eden. So therefore, this Rav wanted to be matir that we should be able to write the get on Yantav Sheni. Shlomo Kluger, who was the Marad Astra, he very strongly asserted. He said, no, nothing doing. He didn't allow it. And the Kachav, Alamai, said they didn't write the get. And afterwards, of course, he was being criticized for how heartless he was that he didn't allow this Isha to have her Yeshua. So after the fact, he sent the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer just to get his take. Did I do right? Did I do wrong? Again, this is Shlomo Kluger. He was the Oyser. He went to the Chassam Sofer for a Haskama. And this is the Tshuva Arachayim Kuf Mem Hei. And the Chassam Sofer sided with Shlomo Kluger. He said he was correct. That in fact, it is Oyser. He should not have permitted. He was correct for not permitting that get to be written. And the Chassam Sofer, he points out that, if you accept the logic of this other person that wanted to be maturit, let's say it's not a matter of writing a get to be maturit his wife because he's a shchimaran, he's a kukulayibim and all that. Let's say, ordinary circumstances, the man he's on his deathbed. And he says, I'm worried, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, I'm sorry, Rav Yechanan Ben Zakkai said that, on his deathbed, I see Shnei Drachim Lefanai, and I don't know which way I'm going to go, Gan Eden, Gehenim. So let's say there's a man on his deathbed, and he says, I'm about to go on to the next world. I need more zechusim. I want to give my money to tzedakah. I want to take $1 million and establish a fund for Hachnasas Kala. But if he just says it, so who says that the same way I'm going to do it? He wants to see that his intentions are going to be put into practice. So he has to have it written up with legal documents to establish that fund for Hachnasas Kala. Are you going to do that on Yantav Sheni also? Chassam Sofer asks. That's also to be Misak in his neshama. He wants to go to Gan Eden, not to Gehenim. So that's also Tzarchei HaMeis, isn't it? According to this logic. So the Chassam Sofer says, Avad, he says, Chas v'shalom. Don't think that I'm saying that's mutter. I'm saying that if this was mutter, that would also be mutter. But Avad, that's Aser. V'chas v'shalom loimer kein. He says, where's the flaw in the logic? He says, the reason why it's Aser is because, he says two things. He says, first of all, and this first of all, the truth is not even negaya to his case about the making Hachnasas Kala, but just the maisa that actually happened with this issue that she was going to be Sikukulib. And what's the Tzarchei HaMeis over here? It's because of what it says in the Zohar. Zaktacham Sefer, the Zohar is very good, you want to learn it to understand on a deeper level what's going on in Shemayim when we do mitzvahs and all that, very nice, but it does not come into consideration in a halacha discussion. A halacha discussion is not supposed to involve what it says in the Zohar. The Sisri Teir is not part of our calculations. Very important yisoid. Arachayim Kuf Mem Hei in the Shas Shuvas of Chassam Sofer. An important yisoid that he says that you're not supposed to take inyanim from the Zohar, and I think he says from Midrashim Bechlal, and especially the Zohar, into consideration in halacha discussions. But moreover, he says, "But what's the real answer?" Again, and that won't even answer his case about the person that just wants to give the tzedakah. What's the real reason why it's aser? He says, because when we say tzerche hames or nasim biyamtif, that means dafka the tzerche haguf of the mace, and not the tzerche hanesham or tzerche hanefesh of the mace. And how do I know? He says, well, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that when you make that levaya on Yontif Sheni, and you come with your shovel, and you do a malacha de raisi, you dig a grave, you carry the mace there, you bury him and all that, and then when you finish the kfura, so if this was an ordinary weekday, then there would be a kel mal rachamim, a tziduk hadin, a kaddish at the graveside, all those things we don't do. Because we don't do, just like we don't do them, you know, on Chol HaMoed, these things are skipped, even on Yom She'inayim Mehem Tachnun, so... So the Rabbah, it's in Tuf Aleph in Yeridei, says we don't do this on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos also, even though the Mechaber says that we do, but the Rabbah says we don't, and Chazam Sefer says in Avada, that's our minog. But what do you mean? It's Tzerche HaMeis. All the things that the Avelim say at the Levaya aren't those to be some Iloi from the Neshama of the Meis, especially a Kaddish. Kaddish, we know, is Iloi Nishmas, the Nifter, and yet the Ramah says that the Kaddish, we're not talking about a regular Kaddish Yasim that you say in Shul, that about you say in Yantav, but the Kaddish at Levaya, it's too Avelistic, it's too much of a shter to the Simchas Yantav. So the Ramah passes that we do not say on Yantav, even on Yantav Sheni, we don't say that. It's a tzarech ha-meis. Teretz says, it's only the tzarech for the neshama, not the tzarech for the guf. And that which remat the tzarech ha-meis is dafka tzarech ha-guf, not tzarech ha-neshama. And the Chassam Sofer says, and it's not so surprising because we find this in halacha also, on a direct tzedekah level, that karbonos are doiche yantif, right? For example, let me back up. Before karbonos. Oichel nefesh is deichi yantif. A person is allowed to cook on yantif. He's allowed to roast meat on yantif to eat. What about a karbon chatas? You allowed to bring a karbon chatas on yantif? Avadanat? Certain karbonis are deichi. Karbon sibur, shkavu leizman, is deichi, but you're not allowed to bring a karbon chatas. You have a karbon chatas because you're machal Shabbos. So you wait until a weekday and then you bring a karbon chatas. Why is that less of a tzeirech than his food? If he wants stam a piece of meat for a barbecue, that he's allowed to do on Yontif. But if he wants to be misakin his neshama, he's not. You see, because the tikkun haneshama is suspended when we're talking about dechia considerations and hilchas Yontif. And so he says, lagabi these tzerchei hames considerations, also it's dafka the tzerchei haguf and not the tzerchei neshama. That's a summary of the gist of this tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, but that's all a little bit agavurcha. Now, coming back to our inyan, then the Chassam Sofer says, and maybe one will want to say that it's different over here because we're talking about Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos. And Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos is easier, is lighter, because, like we said before, it's not a real suffix, it's just a loy plug. And when he speaks this out, in this siman, which, like I mentioned before, was written 5 years later than the other tshuva, over here already he quotes it from the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Yud Beis. And the Rambam over there is bringing down the halacha. What it says about it in the Gemara talks about the fact that the Shluchim got a little bit further in Nisan than they did in Tishrei, because from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 15th of Nisan, there's 14 traveling day, or I guess minus the Shabbos, but all the weekdays at least are traveling days. But in Tishrei, one of those days is Yom Kippur. So there's one fewer traveling day in Tishrei than there is in Nisan. So you have this phenomenon of a place that where higiyu shluchei Nisan v'lo higiyu shluchei Tishrei. And the halacha is over there that they're supposed to keep 2 days Yontif even in Nisan because of a gezeirah mishum Tishrei. So, and when the Rambam brings down this halacha, that we make a gezeirah of one yontif over the other, he adds three words. This is in Parakim, halacha Yud Beis, and he says, "Vafilu yomtiv shel atzeres," even the yomtiv of Shavuos. And the Zok Tachsam Sefer, what does he mean with those three words? He means this ha'ara that I had, that 5 years ago I thought I was the only person that thought of it. The Rambam means this ha'ara, that even though the Yontif Shavuos is never more than a light plug, here I'm telling you there's a light plug between Pesach and Sukkot, legabe the places that we giyu shluchei nisim, legiyu shluchei tishrei, but the truth is that there's a much bigger light plug. A few Yontif Shel Atzeres, which is never more than a light plug, that also is also, you have to, there's a nisim malacha, there's a chiyuv of Yontif Sheni, because of this same light plug. So the ha'ara that he originally came, you know, was he says v'chidushu shleinus eirer shleir isi mishinus eirer lezem. Here he writes that it's taka Rambam. The Rambam in these three words means to be nesair to this, to both the kasha and the teretz that the Chassam Sefer had written himself a few years earlier. That there is no real suffix when it comes to Shavuos, but there is still a light plug. So then the Chassam Sefer, now coming back to the context of the tshuva, the Chassam Sefer says, so maybe you'll want to say that Shavuos is a little bit lighter because of this, because lemaisa it's only mishum light plug. Sam Sefer says, with a little bit of a surprising twist, he says, I would say punkfakert. It's not, that doesn't make it lighter, that makes it stricter. Because whereas on Pesach and on Sukkot, nowadays we're doing it because minhag hamaseinu bidenu. But in the olden days, in the original minhag, they were doing it because why? Because it was a suffix, it was a real suffix, a sveika d'yema. So there's a tzad kula in the yamtif that is only mishum suffix. But the yamtif of Shavuos, since it was never a suffix, it was done good. It was done mishum light plug, but not mishum suffix. So you don't have the tzad kula that it's a suffix, that it was originally a suffix. This was never a suffix. So that means that it's mitam vaday. Good, it's mishum light plug. It's only up to the other ones, but lamais it's mitam vaday, not mitam suffix. Pesach, Sukkot, there's an element of suffix. But by Shavuos, there's no element of suffix. So the Chassam Sefer says, rather than say that maybe it's a tzad, a basis to be more makel, I would say just the opposite, that it's really a basis of anything to be more machmir. Not that you have to come on to that. The Chassam Sefer was going to answer this one any Yontif Sheni. But he says, but don't you dare suggest that there's more of a basis to be makel on Shavuos, because I say just the opposite. If anything, there'd be more of a basis to be machmir. Interesting, there's a Moshe Feinstein has a ha'ara on this thought of the Chassam Sefer. Again, I say just a thought, he doesn't use it lemaisa for anything, but he says that if anything, it's more machmir because it's not mishum safek. Moshe is ma'irer that this din halachas ayir of tavshilin, it's not negeya this year, this yantif, right? But sometimes when you have a 3-day yantif the other way around, yantif is Thursday, Friday, followed by Shabbos, so you have to make an ayir of tavshilin on Wednesday. If you don't make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday because you forgot, so it says in the Gemara, in Beit Zedaf Yud Zayin, that you're allowed to make the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, on the first day Yom Tov, and make it tonight. Then if today is Yom Tov, then it's too late for me to make an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, sorry, I missed it, but if today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Chol, tomorrow Friday is Chol, so I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. I could cook tomorrow on Friday without an Erev Tavshilin. If tomorrow is Yom Tov, so then I need an Erev Tavshilin to cook tomorrow, but that means that today is Chol, today is Erev Yontif, so it's not too late for me to make my Erev Tavshilin. So you can make your Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, the first day Yontif, because of this suffix. Zakhtar Moshe of the Chassam Sefer was right, then we should find, someone should say, the Gemara, the Rambam, somewhere should say that this is only true for Pesach and for Sukkot, but not for Shavuos. For Shavuos is not Mishum Suffix. Since it was never a Suffix, the Chassam Sefer said that you should consider it a Yontif, you should consider it to have a Din Yontif Mitam Vadai, then this tonight shouldn't help. And yet, we don't find that anywhere. Lamaisa, tonight does help. So vice says that it isn't any more chamer. We see from here, it isn't any more chamer. It's not more kal, that's true, but it's not more chamer either. But Al-Kalpanim, he's in agreement, though, with the Chassam Sefer on the essential point, that it does have the full chomer of a regular Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos. Again, even though it doesn't have the suffix of an ordinary Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos, but it has at least the light plug, and that puts it on the par with the other Yom Tov Shel Galiyos. Now, I want to just add one little addendum. You know, this is I gave the shiur, this shiur, as I said it just now, a few years ago, and afterwards, there were people that came over that were very distraught, because in the middle of the shiur, I included this story, which was such a sad, tragic story, that Lamaisa, this man was dying, and there was a rav there that was ready to be matir for him to write the get, to be matzal his wife from being an aguna. And the Paiskim Azra, Shlomo Kluger said no, and the Chassam Sefer said no. So Lamaisa, what does that mean? So the man died, and the woman was a kukuli yibam. And I mean, we don't know how old this woman was, but she might have been a young woman, and now she's stuck. Her husband died, and she can't get a heter because she's a kukuli yibam to a man. I mean, who knows? Maybe they
put together a fund to get her there. But the way it's written is that she has no money. How is she going to get to Rome? It seems like a very, very tragic story. And that's where the story ended. Now, I want to add today that Rav Shlomi Yosef Zevin, who had an extraordinary bekiyas in the Sifrei Achronim, the Sifrei Shaila Teshuvos, he brings down in his Sefer Amodim B'Halacha, he refers to this Shaila that was discussed with the Chassam Sefer, but he puts it together with another Sefer where, in one of Rav Shlomo Kluger's Svarim, where you see on the home front in Brod, where they were discussing this Shaila, where Rav Shlomo Kluger writes over there about the dispute that he had with another Pesach. This is, it's not Rav Shlomo Kluger's own writing, I think it's his son's writing, talking about some of the diunim that his father had with this other Pesach in Brod. And over there you get this exact same story, the exact same story with the same Shchiv Mera, with the same issue with Zekuk Liyibam. You get it written from a different perspective. In that tshuva, it's the very, very end of the Sefer Shiva Einayim, it's called. In that tshuva, there's a postscript to the tshuva. After it brings down Rav Shlomo Kluger's tshuva, and then it brings down over there also that they sent it to the Chassam Sefer, and they print over the Chassam Sefer's tshuva. And then at the end, the son of Rav Shlomo Kluger adds a postscript. And the postscript was, it's a few lines long, like two lines. And the first line made my heart jump. Oh, wow, great. And then on the second line, it made my heart sink. But I'll share with you both of them. That first it says that Lamaisa, the man lived till after Yontif. It was already Issur Chagi, right? The doctor said he could die any minute, but he didn't. He didn't die that minute or the next minute, and he was still alive after Yontif. And it wasn't too late. They were able to write a get. That's great. At least the psak of the Paiskim didn't tie her up. But then the story ends tragically anyway, because the man said, okay, I'm ready to write a get, but I want my wife to give me a guarantee that if I get better, then she's going to come back to me. And the wife, because I'm writing her a get as a favor, I want to stay married, but I'm going to die. I don't want her to be zakuka to my brother, so I'm writing her a get in case I die. But I want her to give me a guarantee that if I get better, then she's going to stay, she's going to come back to me, she'll remarry me. And she wasn't willing to give the guarantee. She apparently wasn't so happy in this marriage, and she said, I'll be very happy to get the get, and no thank you, I do not want to come back. And that was a sticking point, and they fought about it for a few minutes too many, and then he died. And that was the unfortunate ending of that story, and she was taka zekuk liyibam. But what's negeid l'inyaneinu is that the Yontif Sheni Shel Galus of Shavuos does have an added element of mystery, why this 2 days Yontif, but the answer seems to be because of the light plug, as the Chassam Sefer was first machadish on his own, and then later fan the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh.